Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Seems like a very interesting transition you've had from law enforcement through to entrepreneurship. To kick it off, how did law enforcement feed into your kind of engine as an entrepreneur? And, or maybe, you know, perhaps where did it begin for you?
Yeah, so, you know, in my actual field, I didn't really segue from law enforcement into the field that I'm in now, which is the health, the wellness, the hormone optimization. That actually came from my my personal journey in bodybuilding, fitness modeling that I was doing the entire time I was a law enforcement officer.
Interesting. Yeah.
But what law enforcement did for me is it taught me a lot of things I think are useful for entrepreneurship and for business ownership. A lot of the multitasking, a lot of the stress management, a lot of the crisis intervention. You know, when you're in law enforcement, especially in the United States, you know, you're in Australia, correct?
I'm Australian, but I'm based in Germany. I've been here 10 years.
Okay. So I mean, in Germany as well, but in Germany and in Australia, law enforcement there is very different than it is in the United States. United States, it's a very negative area of work. So for a law enforcement officer, you learn how to do everything. The crisis intervention, you're learning how to manage stress, you're learning how to manage other people's stress. You're learning how to document properly. You're dealing with tons of documentation, tons of research, whether it's legal research or what have you, you know, personal research, looking up a criminal, trying to figure out who these people are, where they live. So I think all of those maybe ideas of how you work benefit you in an entrepreneurship setting, because entrepreneurship is basically just constant research, constant pivoting, constant stress management. You know, how are you going to get through XXXX? So I think that people that do these kind of first responder jobs and people that do, you know, even military people, as long as, you know, they keep their heads straight through the military, they do very well as business owners and entrepreneurships and leaders, because they learn how to be leaders themselves in those capacities. So for me, it was a great segue. It taught me how to be a man, how to be a leader, how to be somebody that can really deal with the craziest situations, you know? So when I have a problem in my business, I'm not getting shot at. I'm not having to chase somebody through the city streets trying to bust a criminal. I'm not dealing with gang members. I'm not dealing with dangerous situations or people's, you know, domestic issues. This stuff's easy. I can deal with this no problem.
Yeah, context, right? Perspective and context, like relative, comparing that crisis to another. That's a really cool position to come from. It sounds like the law enforcement just gave you a whole heap of tools. But like you say, adaptability, the ability to pivot. You know, there's a lot of those traits that come into play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but you always had an interest in your own personal well-being and fitness going on at the same time.
Yeah. So my early life, I went to Europe when I was young. So I'm Croatian. I'm 100% Croatian. I went to Croatia and Bosnia when I was 12 or 13. And I grew almost 7 inches in a summer, 3 months.
Wow.
It might've been timing. It might've been the water, the food. It might've been all three, who knows, you know, but I grew a massive amount in 3 months. I literally left the shortest in my group of friends and I came back the tallest. And when I came back, I had so many aches and pains. I literally have stretch marks going sideways across my back from stretching so much. Same thing on my knees. So I go to a doctor because of the extreme pain. And he says, you know, your joints and ligaments, everything got stretched very, you know, drastically. The only way you can do something about that is to strengthen the muscles around you. Mm-hmm. So strengthen the muscles around those joints and areas. So this doctor basically prescribed, you know, to go to the gym and build muscle. I go there, I get under somebody's wing. I fall in love with bodybuilding, you know, like every young kid. When I grew up, I was born in 85. So, you know, who do we all emulate? Arnold Schwarzenegger. We all wanted to be Arnold. So I'm emulating the greats, you know, I'm emulating, you know, Arnold and Frank Zane and, you know, the guys that were coming up, Dorian Yates, you know, from England, all these different bodybuilders, Lee Priest from Australia, you know, all these guys that were coming up through the 80s and 90s and then before. So I got into bodybuilding. I started competing at age 17, 18. And my fitness journey started just young, 13 years old, you know? So from then on, dieting, exercising has just become a part of my life. And it segued into a full career that I never thought was going to happen. Because at the age of, you know, 18, 19, I told my coach, hey, I need to be big. I need to make muscle. I know what that means. I got to take the scary word, steroids. I got to take steroids to get big, right? So I tell the coach that, and he tells me, you need to go get your blood work done. And if you need something, you'll take it. If not, then you don't take anything. That was a huge turning point in my life, in the way that my life basically progressed from there. So I get my blood work done. This is back in, you know, early 2000s. Nobody's doing this at this point. I get my testosterone level checked and I'm at like 1460, 1470 nanograms per deciliter, way above the normal limit. The doctor even accused me of taking anabolic steroids.
Oh, wow.
I show this.
Is that why you grew so fast perhaps as well?
Maybe. I had a very high natural testosterone level. Who knows what it was? But, you know, I'm not a small guy. I'm like 6'3", 220 pounds. In my bodybuilding days, I was maybe up to 240 pounds, not massive, but not, you know, not small by any means. So I tell my coach, hey, here's my blood work. And he's like, you're basically naturally on steroids. You're not going to touch anything until it goes down. Why would you mess with a good thing? So from that point forward, I always had in my mind, hey, I'm going to eventually go down. I'm going to study everything there is. So when I do it, I have all the knowledge, all the information that I possibly can. That day never came until my early 30s. After working 10 years of midnight shift and basically crashing my hormone levels, you know, that kind of the job stress from law enforcement, messing with my circadian rhythm, not sleeping properly, you know, awake during the night, sleeping during the day, it crashes your hormone levels. So I start noticing all these side effects. My sex drive is lower. I'm starting to gain belly fat. I start to feel kind of like depressed, anxious. I don't have motivation. I don't have like that drive for life. And I'm like, I know what this is. So I go to a doctor and I get it tested. And I was maybe in the low 600s, which is in the normal range. But because I know that my normal level, when it's optimal, is 1400-1500, I know that I basically got cut more than in half. So no wonder I'm having all these side effects. So, you know, that's my introduction to the hormone therapy field. End up leaving law enforcement 2018, go work for a different clinic, become partner in there, ended up having to leave because of legal differences. And then I had to make a choice. Do I go into law enforcement again? Or do I take everything that I have, all my credit, all my money, go completely broke, which happened, and put it all into this business? So, you know, I joke about it, but I'm kind of an accidental entrepreneur. I was a forced entrepreneur. I never wanted to be an entrepreneur. I never wanted to be the boss. It just happened that way. And I had to learn, I had to pivot, you know, and you know, I talk about stuff all the time. I'm really big on like the universe, God, whatever you want to believe in, you know, having a path set in front of you, you know, whether you follow that path is up to you. You have choice, right? But everything kind of happens for a reason, and you either grab onto those choices or you don't. And when I look back at it, I'm like, man, I was supposed to be a cop for 12 years. I was supposed to be a bodybuilder. I was supposed to, you know, not take steroids when I was 19 years old and be introduced to HRT when I was 30, 31. So all these things segued into this career that I am now. And now, you know, I have two open clinics currently. We're opening the next three next year. We currently have almost 10,000 active patients that we're treating. And I think we do an excellent job of what we do. We're very patient forward. We're very patient focused. We don't sell anything. We're all about education. We want to educate the public, give you the information, and give you the power to make the decision.
That's awesome, man. Hindsight's a wonderful thing, you know, like at the time you, when you're in something, you might have a different sort of, you know, I went to London, thought I was going to be a rock star, right? I ended up in Germany with a family, which is so much more fulfilling and rewarding, right? But
sure.
And I, in hindsight, I see why those things happened and where I, exactly what you're saying. So the hindsight's classic because you realize that I was meant to be doing that at that time. But when you're in it, you're like, you know, it's hard to get that context. But the hormone therapy thing, it's very cool that you're on because I don't have a huge knowledge of it. But from what you're saying, when the coach suggested the blood work, like way back then, it's almost like he had more of a kind of integrative approach to the individual. And you know, that's it's pretty cool. I've had some guests on the show who are quite progressive in a much more integrative approach to health and well-being, as opposed to just standardizing everybody across the board. So sure. looking at you and what you needed and your particular hormonal kind of numbers and so on, you know, and using that as the gauge seems like much more the way to go.
Yeah. And that's how medicine should be. You know what I mean? And the problem is that medicine has become so systematized and medicine has become so outside of individuality, where if me and you go into a doctor and we both say we have whatever problem, X problem, right? They're going to treat X problem with Y. That's all they do. All they know is that equation, right? And half the time, which is the scariest shit I've ever seen, they don't even know it off the top of their head. They look in a computer, they type in your symptoms or your problem, and then the thing spits out the solution. So it's like, well, what are these guys going to school for? Where's the deductive reasoning here? Where are they even looking at what the problem is? You know, and big pharma and big medicine, it's a Band-Aid solution. It's Band-Aid after Band-Aid. It's never treating a holistic in a holistic way. It's never treating in a systematized way where, hey, you know, Daniel, you have XXXX. Well, I know that a lot of these are related to, let's say, a hormone. Why don't we optimize this hormone? And I just got you off of all those other drugs. All those problems are solved. Well, why doesn't big pharma and big medicine want that? Because they lost a bunch of money.
Yeah, they want people to remain sick. Essentially, it's business model.
They're customers. You just lost a paying customer.
So for someone who might be a little bit, call it intimidated by without knowing much about it, about hormone therapy, where does, like, someone like me, like, I have a curiosity, but I haven't educated myself on it. Where does someone like me begin?
So people think that hormones are a scary thing because of what medicine has said about them. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, you're, you know, if I tell somebody I'm on testosterone, some of the reactions to that is like, oh, you're on steroids. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, testosterone isn't anabolic. It's a hormone. But testosterone, if you look at steroids, bodybuilders take testosterone. We know that. That's not a secret. Can it be abused? Yes. Can it be used for medicine? Yes. Is there a wild difference between the two? Absolutely. You know, so for like me, let's say I'm taking injectable testosterone therapy, okay, which is bioidentical, by the way. So if I'm, you know, I'm going to be 40 in a year and a half. So as a 40-year-old man, it's natural for my testosterone to start declining. As you get older, your hormones start to decline and your body starts to go through aging process issues. You know, you don't see many 20-year-old men who have optimal hormone levels with blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues, mostly mental health issues. I'm talking about from a big totality standpoint, right? Pretty much when you're between the ages of 18 and 25, maybe even 18 to 30, you're feeling pretty awesome. You feel like a rock star, you know? And then as you start creeping up above that age group, you start having problems. What are those problems stemming from? We have discovered, and science proves, that a lot of those issues that happen as you age are due to a declining hormone level. So all we are doing is bringing your hormones back up to a normal, natural, optimal level. We call it optimal. So the high end of normal. The problem that we have is that we don't know where your high end of normal is. So we have to basically start you low. You know, let's say you have a 300 testosterone level, which is unfortunately scary. The average that we're seeing right now with men, it's very sad. So 300 testosterone level, that is low. That's like an 80-year-old man, you know, traditionally. So we want to get you between that 700 to 1100 range. We want to get you up into that higher end of normal. You know, where are you going to be optimal with zero side effects? We don't know, because I don't have a blood work panel from you when you were 18. You know, relative. So all we're doing is giving you something that's a bioidentical marker, you know, and the only things that really are scary for people is the abuse factor. We're not going to let you, as clinicians, as doctors, as clinics, my practitioners are not going to allow you to abuse this drug, because we know what's going to happen. You're going to have negative side effects. You're going to start having issues. It's going to cause health issues. But I mean, you know, anybody that's squeamish about hormones, these people sure aren't squeamish about what they put in their food, right? They're not squeamish about the water supply. They're not squeamish about all the nasty shit that they take and energy drinks all day. And, you know, even vitamins and small time drugs, aspirin. You can die from aspirin and ibuprofen. Ibuprofen is proven to kill your liver if you take too much of it. So, you know, where's the comparison at? I think the fear factor comes in because it's been demonized. But these are all natural, real medicines. Half of the hormones out there are made from plant sterols. They're not just natural. They're freaking vegan. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you look at it that way, it's like, wow, well, why is it demonized? Why do I think it's a bad thing? Probably because you've been told that from big pharma and big medicine for a very long time.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, the mass commodification of everything. I mean, in Europe, there's still a big smoking culture. It says on the packet it's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So, yeah, like the stigmas around stuff, it's like, well, let's look at what we're consuming from the supermarket and actually read the labels and so on. It's a rabbit hole, right?
You're lucky. I mean, you're lucky being in Europe and Germany. At least it's not as bad as the United States. The United States here, I mean, there's stuff that we have in our food that's literally illegal in Germany and the EU.
Mm.
So, you know, you guys are in a better position than us, but still, it's still a bunch of chemicals in there.
Yeah. You mentioned generally dudes, men's testosterone levels being really low. Why do you reckon that is these days?
Well, we can go back into the food and water supply. We can go back into all the phytoestrogens in our foods. So men are being over-estrogenized throughout our water supply, throughout our food. There is a really, really good book. I probably say this book on almost every podcast that I do. It's called Estrogeneration. I do not remember the author's name, but you can look up Estrogeneration. The author talks about how the water supply, is basically, especially in the West and in America, is very, very, I'm going to say poisoned by all of the estrogens and progestins. So these are chemically made estrogens and chemically made progesterone, basically drugs from birth control. So the prevalence of birth control in this culture specifically, what are these women doing? Basically from the age of getting their first menstrual cycle, the doctor says, oh, you got cramps? Here's some birth control. So they're giving these women birth control from a very young age. So, and they're on it their whole lives. Women are waking up to it now, but their whole life they're on birth control. They're urinating this into the water supply. Whether people realize it or not, whatever you pee in the toilet eventually gets back into your drinking water. It eventually cycles back. So if you think of generations worth of women all urinating, millions of women all urinating and having these progestins and estrogens in the water supply, and now these filters that you're getting your tap water, they don't filter this stuff out. These filters are not that good. If you go and test your water at your house without a filtration system, you are going to be shocked. There is nasty, nasty shit in your water. But one of these things are these hormones. So men are exposed, not just through food, but also through our drinking water. And we absorb it when we shower too, you know? So think of all these little female hormones that are constantly bombarding us. No wonder it's killing our testosterone level, you know? Why are they so pushy on the whole no meat agenda, the vegan agenda, all this stuff? What is vegan food? What does it largely look like? You see the list and some of those like Beyond Burgers and stuff like that. It's all seed oils, which, by the way, kill your natural sex hormones as a man. It's a bunch of different chemicals. It's soy. People can argue with me all they want. Soy does lower a man's testosterone. It is proven. So, you know, it's a constant bombardment and a constant attack on what men are basically needing to function. If a man has low testosterone, they are going to die early. They are going to have health issues throughout their life. We are run on hormones, just like a car motor is run on oil. And women are run on estrogen and progesterone. So these are things that are very, very simple. And doctors know this. The medical community knows this. They just don't want to address it.
And that's fascinating because, like, it used to be, be careful of, you know, steroids pumped into meat and chickens and so on. Oh, you're going to consume like meat that's got steroids in it. But from what you're saying, it's actually it's the opposite in a way. It's all the estrogen.
I mean, you still don't want tainted meats with a bunch of pro hormones and things like that. You still want as natural grass-fed, grass-finished meat as you can, of course. But I would say, the growth hormone that they're putting in the meat is much less detrimental than the estrogens and progestins in the environment.
Yeah, and like you say, I had a period being vegetarian, and you know, I thought I was doing the kind of right thing by eating all this soy product, and then I was just like, holy shit, how much soy product am I eating? Like this ain't necessarily good, and it was like messing up my guts and stuff, and it was just, you think you might be doing something morally good but then when you take a closer look at it all, it's like, well, what's the impact of soy? What's the, you know, so it's pretty crazy.
We can get into the weeds with, we can get into the weeds with this conversation what the vegetarian and vegan does to the environment.
Yeah. Yeah. As well, the environmental issues as well. That's a whole nother thing. But I was just, so the male testosterone is purely chemical influence, right? It's not like, because this might be a naive thing to say, but I thought like the fact that we're all sitting, you know, there's a lot of sitting at computers and less lifestyle, active lifestyle impacts as well, right?
Of course. So when I, like, for example, when I see like that 25-year-old guy come into the clinic, let's say, okay, and my practitioners all do this as well. So that 25-year-old guy comes into the clinic, he has lower testosterone. The first thing that we're going to ask from a clinic standpoint, what is your lifestyle like? So if this guy tells us that he's sedentary, basically sits in front of the TV or computer all day, plays video games, whatever, he doesn't exercise, he doesn't eat well, you know, he doesn't sleep at night and sleeps during the day, his circadian rhythm is completely whacked. If he tells us all these things at 25 years old, we're going to tell him to go fix his lifestyle. We're not going to prescribe him all these hormones because he may have a hormone problem. The likelihood is he's causing it to himself. It's not normal for a 25-year-old man to have a 200, 300 hormone level. Now, is it possible? Yes. Can that person get a little bit of a help, you know, to get some things optimized? Maybe they need to lose some weight, because what people don't realize as well, I mean, obviously that sedentary person who doesn't exercise or eat right, he's probably overweight as well. So the guy's probably fat. Adipose tissue eats up testosterone. Adipose tissue, the more body fat you have, the less testosterone you will have. That's why when we start treating a very overweight person, they're usually doing 2, 3, even 4 times the amount of testosterone needed, because their body's combating it. And as they lose body fat, they will lower their dose.
It's pretty cool to hear that you guys have quite an ethical approach. Like, you're not going to prescribe something to someone when you can clearly see that there's other issues that need to be addressed first.
That's our whole prerogative. And I have been called naive. I have been called stupid. I have been called bad at business for the way that we approach this, because we don't do monthly fees. We don't do things like programs where you're signed up for a year. We don't do a bunch of different fees throughout the cycle. Basically, we have patients come in. They are coming in with lab work. So they're coming to us, getting lab work done, having a full 45 minutes to 60 minutes with a practitioner, which is probably more than they've ever had in their life with a medical professional. And then we give them all the options, literally. Here's what we see on your lab work. Here's what we know from your history. Here's the problems that you're telling me you're having. Here's our solutions that we suggest. Have a good day. Handshake. Goodbye. They can take all of this information and do nothing with it. They can take all this information and go to a competitor with it. They can take all this information and go anywhere. What we have discovered is that by doing it that way, people realize that we actually care. Mm. Like, we're trying to educate you. We're not trying to force you in anything. We don't want to be salesy. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want to give you the information to take control of your own health. And when people see that, they're like, oh, well, maybe these guys aren't going to just constantly try to shove drugs down my throat. Because we deny people things all the time. We have a guy come in and he's like, hey, my friend got all this stuff. I want all this stuff because he's looking great. And we're like, yeah, no, you don't qualify for any of it. You qualify for getting your ass off the couch and going to the gym. You're 22. You know, so, but that's the problem with our industry, is that our industry is so pushy. They're using the old frame of medicine with the new mentality of what we do in holistic health. So they have to get away from the old school frame. They have to go into it with a new school mindset of looking at it in a holistic way, not looking at medicine as band-aids, because they even look at hormones as band-aids. It's not a good way of doing it. Mm. So, you know, we are really going to, I think, change the way that the medical industry really looks at how drugs are prescribed, at how people are treated. And I think if we keep pushing that, I think people are going to wake up to it, and they're going to get away from these old school medicine models. They want to be treated like humans.
Definitely. Like, the trust factor is massive. I just, you know, we've all got a bullshit radar, right? You know, when you're, So the fact that you guys aren't just trying to push the stuff, that's really refreshing to hear. There's obviously so many more questions I could ask you about the kind of ins and outs of it, but I read you've also got some interest in the automotive side of things. Is that a new endeavor for you?
Really, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I've discovered this about myself. So I invested into the automotive sector, and I recently sold it, made a little bit of money. For me, it's not a passion thing. For me, it was just a business move, you know? So I love cars. I mean, I love my cars. I drive a few cool cars. I have some nice things. I've loved cars since I was a little kid. My brother and I have been infatuated with automobiles since we were young. So we were like, oh, let's go into this industry with these guys and let's see how this maybe works. We really found ourselves becoming too involved in what the operations were with that. And we're like, okay. So we ended up selling it to the two partners that we brought in with us. And it was great. I made a great exit. No problem. We help them build it. We made a little bit of money. We got some tax deductions off of it. I'm good to go. I have no issues. You know, I walked away smiling.
That sounds like a cool endeavor. Like, it worked out. So
Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, could I have stayed with it? Sure. But when it comes to how I want to spend my time, that I'm really big on where my time and effort goes into. So if I see my time being diverted into something that I really don't want it to be in, I will very much step away from that.
Yeah, time is the most precious commodity, right? Without sounding too cliche, it really is. And it's just amazing how it can be hijacked. Like, with even when you're in a room on your own, your time could still just be hijacked like that at, by the device in your hand or by whatever it may
Oh,
be. So you
this
could
is the most toxic thing on the
it's a double-edged
planet.
sword, but like you reach for that thing in the morning and next thing you know it's 45 minutes later. You know, it's really dangerous, like in terms of time, you know.
I suggest everybody do not put this in your bedroom at night. Put this in a different room. Get a real alarm clock. I don't even mean a digital one. Get an old school one that rings. That shit'll wake you up any second.
Actually, we're getting one for Christmas for that exact reason. We're getting an alarm clock
Fantastic. I
to
love it.
keep the phones out the bedroom.
I love that.
That might lead into it's a tradition on the show to have guests offer a challenge for the listeners, but maybe going back to the hormone to the health and wellness side of things, is there something or even something based on our conversation for somebody who's maybe for men who are looking to address that side of things, does something come to mind? Could be anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to put a challenge out there for anyone, and this is globally, I mean, you're in Germany, you have a European audience base, I'm sure, and Australian and US. So for me, it's the challenge is to take control of your own health. And the first step in doing that is by going to a doctor or a clinic like mine or your primary care, whatever, wherever, any clinic, and ask to test your full range of lab work. Your blood is the window to your health. It shows you everything. So when you go to a doctor, I want you to ask them, I want you to test every single panel that you could possibly test. It's going to cost you a little bit of money, but having that information in front of you is going to be more than you have ever gotten from any medical professional in your life. You are going to see your full comprehensive blood panel, which is going to be showing you know, your actual physical blood health. You're gonna have a metabolic panel. It's gonna show your liver, your kidneys, how everything's working together in your body. You can see your thyroid levels, your hormone levels outside of thyroid, testosterone, estradiol for women, progesterone, IGF-1 for growth hormone. So, you know, you're gonna get a huge, impactful piece of data. And people should be doing this every year. People should be doing this every single year. You know, I would even suggest if you have the money and this does cost a little bit of money, go and get an executive physical. Executive physical, it lasts about 24 hours. You are there all day. It is annoying. It's a pain in the ass, but they scan and test absolutely everything. You know, and the older you get, the more frequent you need them. If you're under the age of 30, maybe one every 5 years. If you're from 30 to 40, maybe one every 2 years. Over 40, every year. Spend the money. Your health is the only thing that truly matters when it comes to success. And if you don't take care of it, and if you don't watch yourself, what does it matter? Money doesn't matter. Nothing matters if you're in a hospital bed or if you're dying. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, if you don't have your health, you got nothing, right? It took me a while here to realize, like when I got blood work done, I actually had to ask for more. I didn't realize I had to because of fees and like bureaucracy. But I was like, I just only learned recently, like you actually got to hammer them for it, you know?
Yeah,
I
which is
mean,
scary. It shouldn't be like that.
it shouldn't be like that. Like they should put it on the table. Like it's sort of like you're just learning by doing, and you know, they should be offering you, yeah, but I mean, we addressed that earlier. So,
Sure.
but where can people find you and the business?
Yeah, so you can find me pretty much on all social media platforms at Tomo, Tomo Marjanovic, Marjanovic. TomoMarjanovic.com has all my links. I have a podcast and I have there are a bunch of short clips and all that kind of stuff on YouTube. And I think we're launching on Rumble in the beginning of the year for 24. And that is Tomo Talks. So kind of like TED Talks, but Tomo Talks.
I love
Yeah.
it.
So, I mean, I love putting out information. I love having these great conversations. I'm all about education. I don't do any of this stuff to make money. None of my social media I do to make money. All it is just to put information out there that I find relevant, that helps me. And if it helps somebody else, I'm grateful.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.